Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun, daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, always winter, but never Christmas. Thus it was spoken of the land of Narnia in the C.S. Lewis classic. The unthinkable, for a small child, and for bigger kids too, is an unbroken winter. But such is the plight for these many decades in North Korea. Surely there are bright moments, and Christ himself has entered this heart and that. But in the main, the land is in darkness. That was the thought going through my head this morning as I prayed for North Korea. A scripture formed in my thinking, and I realized I was in Isaiah, chapters 8 and 9. This is the classic passage of Christ coming to Galilee and to the world, bringing his dazzling light to a desperate planet. It was desperate when he first came. It will be even more desperate when he comes again. And a picture of that desperation is daily, painted for us by reflecting on ancient and modern Chosun. It was Kim's creation that I was seeing as I heard these words inside. They are spoken from the vantage point of a future time when the regime has changed forever. Isaiah 8:22. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish. And they, call it Chosun, will be driven into darkness. And then in chapter 9, verses 2 to 4, the people who walked in darkness, again, Chosun, have seen a great light, Jesus. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, yes, Chosun, upon them a light has shined. You, Jesus, have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you, Jesus, have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government, yes, of Chosun and of the whole world, will be upon his shoulder, Jesus. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hey, we may not know God's timing, but we know his heart. We know his zeal. Now, this message is hated by most present world leaders who can't accept that they and their dynasties are limited by the hand of the God they spurn. But when it's all over, only Jesus reigns. Lord, haste the day, and preserve your people until then. These are my Christmas thoughts for Chosun. Thank you for your interest in North Korea today. Visit us at chosunhouse.com. For more blogs, current North Korean news, many other resources. You could even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom and land of morning calm.